I can ask him to come forward. Now, I could tell you that these haven't been prepared. But I'll leave you to work it out for yourself. So I think, John, the first question I have for you, you've been here for 4 years. What have been the highlights for you?
Actually, I think what I've valued most is of the variety in my role here. So speaking and preaching God's word on Sundays to big groups, small groups during the week, one-to-one and from house to house. But also the variety in age groups. So from the infant school, the senior school, the group for teenagers, groups for adults, through to Elizabeth Court and those who are housebound. The variety across the ages and settings has been very fresh.
Those who know John well will know he has an acute sense of humour. So the next thing I'm going to say has to be taken as something he might think is funny. So, John, apart from most of the congregation in Wargrave, what have been your other disappointments?
It's been a very positive time, actually, and a very happy time. I'm a bit disappointed to be leaving. People told me at the start that 4 years would go quickly, and it really has. And I feel I'm leaving at a point where I'm just getting going with a lot of things. So that's a bit disappointing, but it's the way of things.
And so, in this 4 years, what's been the funniest thing that's happened to you? I know you've told me some things you can't repeat, but just say something now that might be funny for all of us.
Well, the work is very serious, but we have had a lot of laughs along the way as well. Many in the schools. And I know that Jill is here and Sally is here. And one amusing moment, I was speaking to the reception class in the infant school. So can you imagine them? They're 4 and 5 years old. And we're speaking about Palm Sunday. And I like to tease them. So I said, now on Palm Sunday, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on an animal. And I would look at one and say, it was not a giraffe. And then look at another child and say, it was not a goat. And it was not a camel. And then one voice shouted out, was it an elephant? not being naughty, but just wondering if it was an elephant, which would have had a very different symbolism, actually, you understand, to riding in on the donkey. So I had to say, well, no, it wasn't an elephant. And we took it from there.
So I guess you've had lots of joy and some sadness in your ministry. What's been the most moving experience, do you think, John, in the last 4 years?
Well, lots of it's been moving. Being involved in funeral ministry is moving, and walking with families and individuals in their time of grief is a great privilege. It's also been moving to see see courage in people. And I'm thinking now of, you might remember the Lent addresses which I gave in the secondary school, where I'd give an assembly in the morning and then invite people optionally to come back at lunchtime and talk more about the gospel. And to see some Christian teenagers coming along at lunch, bringing their friends with them because they wanted their friends to get to know Jesus. That takes a lot of courage when you're a teenager at school. And it was very moving to see the steady courage of many of those teenagers doing that.
And what's brought you most joy, besides Louise?
Well, working with Katie and Will, we've had some success in skiffing. And I've had some success at the tennis club as well. But I suppose, as well as those things, the greatest joy, as always, is actually seeing people, men and women, boys and girls, come into a personal faith in Jesus Christ. Because they, at that point, are coming from being without God and without hope in this world to having life in all its fullness in Christ. And actually, that brings me great joy. And seeing people go on and grow in that faith brings me great joy as well.
So, John, what would be your hope for us as we go forward?
Well, I was on Tuesday, I was at the group for teenagers for the last time, and I was sharing there what I'm praying for myself and for them, which is also what I would pray for all of us, really, which is that we would go on growing in our relationship with Christ, that we'd know his love in the struggles and joys of life, and that God would enable us, even us, to live as his followers and witnesses so that through us others might come to know him as well. And it's quite simple. That's what I'm praying for myself and for you all. Sorry, simple to pray. It takes a great work of the Holy Spirit to answer that prayer.
So you've already answered my last question, which is, what are your hopes? So I'm going to ask John to say something at this point.
Andy, thank you. John, just stay out here with me, please. I'm going to give you an endless service out here with Louise to pray for you both. But I want to say, for me, having John here the last 4 years has been enormous encouragement. And I want to mention a few things about John. One is, he is faithful. He has a real gospel focus and love, and also that informs his life in godliness. He is teachable. There's one retired vicar in church today I know, and there's nothing worse than a curate you can't teach anything to. But John's so humble, he's willing to learn and accompany me on things to learn the first year or two. Faithful when it came to gospel ministry, teachable. And actually, we've seen his teaching, haven't we, in all variety of contexts, available to people, available to me to assist me in ministry. And other things which we're going to miss are his clear vision, his hard work, his dogged perseverance, his humble service, and his sense of humour, which has actually at times totally caused chaos in our family, with my wife or my boys, and you never quite know. I must say, Louise, life is never going to be dull with him. Lots of laughter, I know. But I want to thank John profoundly, and I'm going to pray for him at the end of the service. He's got not be far away, so we'll keep in touch, but John, as you know, doesn't like fuss, so I'm going to stop there. He doesn't like me saying what I've said. We might hand around a moving mic over lunch if anyone wants to add anything, like the teenagers, to their time with John. Now, in here, from Knoll Hill and Warren Row and Wargrave, it may look a rather dull brown envelope, but actually in here, John, because the money as a gift to you has come in, a gift of thanksgiving, has come in not all at the same time. So nothing exciting to open apart from when you pay it into your bank account, because actually, being a bachelor, you may need to make a few changes to your living arrangements to make sure it's adequate for a married man. But
my personal wardrobe as well.
Thank you. And I'm going to pray for him and Louise in the service, but we can't thank you enough, and we're going to miss you, but Godspeed.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the encouragement from the passage from Hebrews. Thank you, Lord, that you